This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado lawmakers are considering a major change to how the state's best teachers are graded. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Highly rated teachers would be evaluated once every 3 years under a new bill. They're now evaluated once a year. Bill sponsor Representative Eliza Hamrick says the current system is weighing down an already exhausted workforce.
And this would allow them to really drill down in the interim periods to really become masters of their craft.
She argues it would free up evaluators to focus on newer teachers who are struggling. They would still face annual reviews. Critics, however, argue that a three-year gap stalls the feedback necessary to keep student growth on track. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Former State Representative Adrian Benavides has been appointed to the Colorado Senate. A Democratic Party vacancy committee selected Benavides to represent Senate District 21, which includes parts of Adams and Arapahoe counties. Former Senator Daphna Michelson-Janay resigned from the seat earlier this month. Benavides will serve through the end of this year, but voters will decide in November who completes the remainder of the term. More than two dozen current Colorado lawmakers were at one point appointed by vacancy committees. A local group has released a plan to fight cancer. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Colorado Cancer Coalition released a five-year roadmap to reduce cancer risk and improve care around the state. The goal is to prevent cancer in the first place, detect it earlier, improve treatment, and strengthen support for survivors. To do that, the group hopes to do things like reduce tobacco use and promote screenings. The top four cancers most commonly diagnosed include breast, prostate, lung, and colorectal. Early onset cancer, or cancer found in people ages 18 to 49, is rising at an alarming rate, but it's unclear exactly why. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org.